And suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, I'm really tired.
I'm exhausted.
And if someone becomes ill, you might say that the little boy got sick at school.
Got sick.
And a person has a sick feeling here, you say he is sick.
At the stomach.
And the noisy celebration after a wedding.
Is reception.
Reception. Suppose it becomes more of a prank.
Chivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're telling me?
You're the first person in South Georgia who has given me that term.
Is that right?
That's right. Most people here call it something else. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you would know it. You ring cowbells and make a lot of noise and beat.
Oh, yeah, there's another term. I've been other places after, but...
Would you call it a serenade
mm-hmm.
in the old days?
In the old days, the serenade was it, not?
That's what
he
said.
Did you say it?
Yes, it's not a very... reception is a more polite event after a wedding.
After the wedding.
But if you want to tease the bride and groom, make a lot of noise.
Oh, they serenade them.
That was a serenade. Chivalry is a more northern term. It goes up into Mid-Atlantic and into New England. Some people call spook to frighten children with. They say, now you better be good or what'll get you?
The devil will get
you. The devil will get you. Do you ever use booger or boogie?
Yes. And used to be a crazy nigga that was named Sam, and that scared me with Sam.
Sam? Or Old Harry?
Yeah.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to carry some distance, you'd say, my, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Tote.
Tote, And a very creature with a very hard shell, when he draws his head in, his legs in.
Oh, that's a gopher.
The gopher, if he lives on water, what is he?
He's a cooter.
Cooter, And the intestines of a hog that can be eaten. You call them chitlings or harslets?
Oh, they can be called chitlings.
And the center part of an egg?
Yes.
The yolk of an egg.
You always say yolk or?
The yolk.
The yolk, And the upper part of a man's body, this part?
Chest.
And a boat with a very flat bottom. It's not very high size, but it's got a very flat bottom. What did you use to call that?
We just called it a boat.
A boat. Are you familiar with the term bateau?
See, we don't know much about boating around here.
Do much boating, And the cover for a pillow? Put a
case.
Pillow.
Or slip.
Which do you prefer?
Pillowcase.
Case, And if a woman is wearing beads around your neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty what?
Necklace.
Or pretty what with beads?
Pretty chain.
And if two men have a fight and one really defeats the other one, you might say one man really, that man really what the other one?
He really whipped him.
Uh-huh.